So now on the Innovation Show, we welcome Director of Startup Ireland, Andrew Parrish. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hi, Aidan. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show, and we're ahead of a great event that's happening on Spike Island. And what's really interesting about this event is it's much different than your typical startup pitch session that's become a la mode now and has almost been watered down into much different thing than it was originally meant to be. And can you tell us what the difference with this event is and the details of it, please?
Sure. Well, I think it's probably important to say that this event is happening in the context of a much bigger thing, which is the Global Startup Nations Summit, which is coming to Ireland, coming to Cork. And in fact, this is the first time in its history that it's been in Europe. So it's a pretty big deal when you've got 200 of the world's startup policymakers, community leaders, entrepreneurs and investors coming to Ireland because they recognize that something is happening here at the startup level, which is interesting. And they're coming to share their experiences and to learn and see what's happening. But all of that's at a policy level or a macro level. So it actually has very little relevance to the startup that's trying to build a business. So what we're doing in parallel to that event and taking the impetus of the world's startup focus coming to Ireland is we're running a very different kind of event. And I suppose what we see happening very often is, you know, week after week, another startup event, you know, with the same sort of format, the same sort of pitch competitions, the same panel discussions and PowerPoint presentations. And what we want to do is something that's a lot more fundamental to the hardcore nuts and bolts of running a business, which is tough. It's about being resilient. It's about picking yourself up when you fall and you scrape your knees and you have to go again. It's about trying to raise funding to get you through to the next waypoint in your business. It's real fundamental stuff. So what we're doing is we've actually taken over Spike Island in Cork Harbour for the weekend, and we're turning it into Startup Island. What we have done is we opened the island for applications, and we have assessed companies and handpicked the best startup companies that we've seen apply. And we've picked them on the basis that they're actually in the market, they're making revenue, they're making mistakes in their business by virtue of the fact that they're actually at a point in their life cycle where they're engaging in the marketplace, but they've also demonstrated the right kind of attitude. And that attitude is about sharing, collaborating, recognizing that they can't do this on their own, recognizing that, you know, in order to succeed, they typically need help.
It's fantastic the mindset that you're setting this up in that it's not about the unicorn, it's more about the cockroach. It's about the hard worker, the person that's not all about the fluff. I'm sure when you selected these handpicked companies, a lot of it to do was attitude rather than just the product.
Absolutely. And it's not that kind of, you know, I'm invincible, I'm going to change the world and I'm going to be the next Mark Zuckerberg attitude. It's more about that, you know, I'm working really hard to try and build my business. I know I don't know it all. I know there are other people out there that know things that I don't know, and I actually want to learn from them. So the whole basis of putting these startups in a secure facility, you know, Spike Island is a star-shaped fortress. It's over 200 years old, magnificent location. The idea of putting these startups in an environment where they are secure, they're away from the public gaze, they're not on show, and they can actually self-assemble into a number of different themes which cover the fundamentals of running a business, you know, self-resilience, leadership, raising funding, selling skills, telling your story and marketing, and how to use people and networks to maximize your opportunities. So by self-assembling in a group where they can share the screw-ups they've made, the mistakes, the failures, the challenges that they face every day, in a group of other entrepreneurs who can share their experiences and maybe provide some help and support, but also, you know, peppering that group with a number of really, really expert facilitators, business leaders, mentors who have been there and done that. And a couple of them, for example, would include Chris Payton, who runs an organization which helps both large companies and small companies to war game their business strategy. So how do you develop a sustainable, resilient business model? Well, you war game it. And this guy knows a little bit about wargaming because he used to be a colonel in the Royal Marines and ran military strategy in Afghanistan for a number of years. So in that environment, you've got to make sure your strategy is right because failure is not an option. And very many startups almost assume that failure is okay. And what he's trying to bring is that kind of, let's focus on the mission, let's organize yourself, pivot, change, you know, protect yourself as you would in a military environment, but make sure you've got your eyes firmly on the goal. We actually have a separate guy coming from the US who's a former Green Beret captain, And he specializes on leadership and self-reliance. And this is a guy that's built like a jockey. He's 5'5" and used to lead 6'8" gorillas into battle for the Green Berets. So he knows a little bit about, you know, leadership that's not based on physical force and strength. And what he does now is he takes corporate level CEOs and Green Berets that are about to leave the service away on expeditions. And he taps into that kind of, you know, focus on the mission that the military guys have and the commercial, you know, strategic view that the business guys have, and brings them together over 10 days walking through Patagonia or in Death Valley, you know, in kind of pretty extreme conditions. So he's kind of like a corporate Bear Grylls.
That's brilliant. The startups are getting such amazing experience here that any company that's being disrupted today, because we're all being disrupted, would do really, really well to get this experience and to get all that outside in experience. And this is all being facilitated by Startup Ireland.
Sure. So Startup Ireland is an organization which is philanthropically funded. It's a community-based initiative. We want to act as a voice for startups. And really, it's about, you know, and Startup Ireland is fundamentally staffed, and you know, the volunteers involved are all business people. So they understand what it takes to build a business. Where I think, maybe, you know, if you know, to your point around the kind of companies that should or could come to the island over the next couple of days, we've called it Startup Island, but in truth, it's more about Scale Up Island. And in fact, you know, we are looking at next year kind of changing this, so we do bring it to a higher level potentially and have different levels of companies coming. Because as you say, the kind of tools and techniques that you learn in terms of leadership, resilience, wargaming your strategy, they apply to any business. And I think maybe this is to the point that a lot of people who work in kind of the startup sector, for want of a better phrase, kind of treat startups like, you know, junior businesses, or, you know, when they grow up, they'll be a business. But the truth of it is, most startup CEOs and founders are smart people that are building a business. They happen to be called startups, but it's still a business. And we've got to treat them like business people and stop treating them like, you know, children, you know, playing in the kindergarten.
I always tip my cap to the bravery of startups, because I mean, so much sacrifice involved, and a mindset of, you know, jumping off the cliff and building a plane on the way down, and the sacrifice of so many startups that I've met. People have remortgaged their home and really burnt the boats to actually go to battle and start something new while, you know, sitting in a corporate job, while it is valid and all that, is a much safer place to be.
It's always a much safer place to be. And I think, you know, what was interesting over the last number of years in Ireland, where we went through kind of the financial crisis, is people that were sitting in those comfortable jobs got let go. You know, they were working in big companies that downsized and found themselves in a situation where they didn't have that safety net anymore and didn't have another job to go into. So interestingly, a lot of those, or some of those, through no choice of their own, became self-employed and became entrepreneurial. So you're seeing, I think, a new class of entrepreneurs who are a bit older, maybe have a bit more responsibility in terms of family and mortgage, etc., that are now starting businesses and working hard to scale them. But they're doing that with a much greater sense of the existential threat that goes with being a startup. Because if you're, you know, straight out of college, don't have a mortgage, don't have a wife, don't have kids, it's kind of relatively easy to go into a startup, and you might get, you know, 50 grand from an accelerator, and that keeps you in noodles and beer for the first year, and you can build your business model. If you're 38, you know, mortgage, kids, you know, your sense of risk is much more acute. So you will think really hard, and you'll put a lot more diligence into your startup plan because you don't want it to fall over. And that's, you know, those are the kind of people that we're seeing come to this island who really want the skill set that comes from, you know, business people that have been around the block a couple of times. You know, Chris is one. We've Brian Caulfield from Draper Esprit, you know, probably the most, you know, most successful venture capital investor in the country. I mean, the stories, the practical stories that Brian has seen from companies like Movidius, from DataHug, you know, companies that he's built and scaled himself, they're real world stories. So those are the kind of things that founders need to hear more of.
It's the golden handcuffs, and, you know, you called it out there for someone like me as well. Like, the risks are huge, so failure is not an option. And this work that you're doing and the team of experienced leaders coming in to teach is of massive value to any startups there. And I love the idea of getting the whole crew away from the public. It's not for show. You're not doing this for show. You're doing this purely to give as much attention and focus. And I'd love if you actually got everybody to turn off their phones, Andrew, as well, because that's the real challenge, is getting away from the email and all the different WhatsApps and everything.
Yeah, and in fact, Spike Island as a location is just magnificent, and I actually totally recommend it for anybody to go for on a Sunday afternoon to have a look around. It's an amazing place. I was almost disappointed when we got out there and found we had a full 4G signal and there was free Wi-Fi on the island. But you're right. Providing a kind of a protected place where we can have those open conversations, I think, is really important. But I wouldn't overemphasize the risk for an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs go into these businesses, yes, because it's risky, but that's not the motivation. The motivation is typically to go in and fix something that they see is broken, or to build on an opportunity that they've spotted. And they're motivated about creating something wonderful, hiring a great team, and making some money in the process. People, I think, that start off a business and say, yeah, I just want to exit in 3 years and make loads of money, they're typically the ones that don't succeed. The founders that actually accept that there is risk involved, but just put it to one side because they're motivated by what's the opportunity, what's the problem I'm solving, what's the customer that's saying, God, if you could only do that, I'd buy it from you. They're the real business leaders of the future. The people that want to make something great. And typically that takes blood, sweat, and tears and a lot of pain along the way. But that's fine, because ultimately the rewards come. And the rewards are not just financial.
Yeah, absolutely. They're changing the world. They're making an impact, which is, it's something that I thought about, Andrew, recently is, there's a lot of talk about millennials and the fact that they're jumping from job to job. But I actually think there's something deeper at play here, that actually people are looking for meaning from the company they work for. And I think that startups and founders that are genuine, like the team of people you're bringing away, are the ones that they work for because they believe in their product, and their product is actually looking to make a change in the world. And the more companies we can facilitate, like Startup Ireland's doing, to make those changes, the better the business environment's going to be in the future.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think I probably read the same article that you did, which says the millennials want to work in a great company, they want to do a great job, and they want to make a great difference. When I was a rookie, you got a job to make money and pay the bills and go out on a Friday night. Whereas I think the people that we're seeing going into startups and particularly the tech companies now, they really do want to feel like they're building something. And that kind of enthusiasm is, it does have the potential to change the world. And I think you're absolutely right. If we can create the right framework conditions, and this is, coming back to the Startup Nation's policy people that are coming to Cork this weekend, that's what they do. They want to work at a macro level in the various countries, whether it's from, Peru and Chile all the way to New Zealand and Korea that are coming to Cork. They're motivated by creating the macro environment that enables those business leaders and founders to actually do really well and to make a difference in their home countries. We talk about entrepreneurs always being at the business end, but in some cases, the entrepreneurial flair also manifests in the policymakers, where they're taking a risk, they're recognizing that something needs to be fixed, they're going out on a limb maybe to try and make it happen. So I think, we should doff our cap to them sometimes as well.
And what's the details, Andrew? Can the public go to this?
So the Startup Nation Summit is happening in UCC on Saturday. It's a closed session. So there's 200 and odd delegates coming together to talk about stuff that's relevant to them. So it's not open to the public. It is open to invited guests and to sponsors who are involved. And I have to acknowledge Bank of Ireland, who have been amazing in terms of sponsoring both the Startup Island event and sponsoring the Startup Nation Summit. So it is available to people who have a particular interest, but typically the conversations aren't the kind of thing that somebody would give up a Saturday afternoon to go along, particularly when there's a rugby match on that night. The Spike Island piece is just for the startup companies, the facilitators and the mentors that are going to be there. And some of the mentors, are coming from, Google have been really supportive. Huawei have been amazing. They've sponsored and they're sending people along as well. Tyco, or Johnson Controls as they are now. So we've got some great companies, Microsoft included, all sending some of their brightest and best to intersperse with the startups that are there to talk through real business stories. So I think it's going to be a great weekend. Can't wait.
It sounds like it, Andrew. And we wish you the very best. Andrew Parrish, Director of Startup Ireland, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Aidan.